Begin the current daf in Sechet Yom and daf Ein. Begin Amar Alf. Begin Tzitzis Masa. Begin with the Gemara. B'vach le'idalik misaveh seber le'tchilasa. As long as you don't skip from the end of the seber to the beginning. As Tzitzis explains, Ein l'farsh, don't explain what we're saying over here. Although Trey Asri la skip from Navi to Navi, when we say as long as you don't skip from the end to the beginning, we don't mean misaveh Trey Asri le'tchilasa. We don't mean from the end of these 12 books of the prophets to the beginning. It can't even be the case. If you don't skip from the beginning to the end in the straight order, you wouldn't be able to. Because that's Bechtei Shavas HaGatogman. That's definitely the amount of time it would stop for the translator to have been translating. Now, rather, what we mean is Misayfa Sefer Litzad Chilasai. What we mean from the end to the beginning doesn't mean that amount of time. It means say going from back to the beginning, Kalal Kalalei Ved, you're never allowed to do many, you're not allowed to do Lama Freya and go backwards. Kinnik says, Matzah begins with the Gemara, Besahan Nas Bechutz, Em Tomishal Ben Abai. And the Hikot of the Musab that's done in the Azara. That's done with the evening Tomash Al Ben Abai. So he says, Timely, it's a wonder to me. My Masafkale, what exactly is the doubt? Im Isa the Sarhanas Bachutz, Lechodei, Karev Im Tomash Al Ben Abai. If they were saying that the only the Higot that's brought outside, that itself is brought to Tomash Al Ben Abai, Im Kenev, that would be the case. Like, listen, Mishnah should not have said, Hoyu Kravim Im Tomash Al Ben Abai, Im Lashon Rav. Shouldn't have said they were brought with the Tomash Al Ben Abai. In a pluralistic terminology, and listen to how your carpet should have said it was brought, because we're only talking about one carpet. So nasa bechutz. And that's it. Bishlam, what you can say is yeah. Bishlam the shayir emurichatas, because you're right. There was something else that wasn't mentioned that was left out, which was the sacrificial parts of the sar lashem. The only emurichatas not a carpet in tamash shabbein abayim alocha k'tani hayu. Maybe those emurichatas were also brought in tamash shabbein abayim. That would make sense when it says hayu, because there were other things, not just one thing. And not just the sorrow shall hanasa b'chutz, but also the emur chatas. Therefore, that's the plural. Kinnik says about to begin with the Gemara, the Tanu b'Shmuel. We taught a certain version in the Brayis of Shmuel. So says this halakas, and this is the gears how it's supposed to be. That this we're finding the misakenta, the version that's clear. Rabbi Yezoyim says Yosef also elu be'elu am that he went out and he did his ram and the ram of the people. The emur chatas sacrificial parts. Avon, and this is the gear, so this is the important word, says Taisus. But para oil of Zayin Kvasim to me, Masar Nas Machutz, those Musafim, those in Tomash Rabbein Abai. Because says Taisus, Vyashvam, Sheimbem Avon para oil. There are certain texts that don't have the word but the pole of the oil. El Kosben rather says like this, Yotzi went now, but us Eilo Eilo Am, Vei Murchatas, and there's no Avon. And no para oil of Zayin Kvasim, Zir Bechulu. And so it doesn't tell us clearly where it's stopping and shifting. And because there are some that are done on with the Tomash Shabbein Abayim, and some with the Eilu Be'Elu'am. So it says such a linear is a gear. So that gear, if it doesn't have an aval, it does not seem to be appropriate, because the mechanic, if that's the case, Tomash Mishmul Navalim is again, that's also not fixed. Because Dekel Mevalai could also ask now, when did they bring the Parah Eilu? Was it with the Eilu Be'Elu'am, or was it with the Shabbos Kvasim, which was Tomash Shabbein Abayim? Well, Kamaya Masneen, like the same question with the Mishnah, which was not indicative, the Pitoy says to have the gears of Aval Paro where there it's clear what was with what, which was the purpose of bringing this Braisa of the Yeshiva of Shmuel.